Hi, this is Oscar calling from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Now, just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
African-American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
Very likely.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Likely? 50-50?
100%.
Oh, definitely. Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
34.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, from 0 to 10.
10.
And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
More important. Okay. We can say somewhat more important or much more important?
Much more important.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
We can say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
That's a tough one. Depends on better for who. I guess better.
Better. Thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the following: improving K-12 public school education, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, combating division and racism, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, creating more jobs and raising wage, or protecting abortion rights?
Protecting workers' rights.
Okay, you can pick one more.
And I guess making college affordable.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. Bernie Moreno?
Okay. I haven't heard of him.
Republicans in Congress?
What was it? Strongly cold.
Zero, then.
Yes, yeah, 0.
Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100?
50.
50. Hakeem Jeffries?
Ooh, 50.
Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
Forty-eight.
Okay. Tim Scott.
What was the name?
Oh, Tim Scott.
Oh, Tim Scott. He's not confident enough about who that is to. Never heard.
Okay. Sherrod Brown.
Sharon Brown.
Yes.
75.
Cornel West?
Not quite sure.
We can say no opinion or you never heard?
Oh, no opinion, sorry.
Okay. Joe Biden?
65.
Okay. And I know that it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are on the side, just let me know.
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. In the general elections for U.S. Senate were held, today, and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, let me know.
Sharon Brown.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a lot.
And has what you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? We can say much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable of what you heard?
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay, thank you. And what have you read, seen, or heard that make you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration?
I mean, I guess we could just talk about the funding of Israel. We'll just say that, but it's a little more complicated than that. But yeah, sure.
It could be anything that you read, seen, or heard of the Biden administration.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll just say that. Handling of the Israel-Palestine war.
Okay, the Israel war. Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he is doing? You have heard a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Much less favorable.
Much less favorable, okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
I guess if we're talking recently, that'll be, I guess we could just talk about his cognitive issues.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I was saying his cognitive issues.
Oh,
seems like he's having issues in cognition, yeah.
And just a couple of more questions and we finish the survey. I really appreciate your help a lot. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to African-American community right now? You may choose two of the following. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the stagnant wage and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities, cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, Donald Trump getting elected president again, rising crime and violence?
Well, I would guess it's like all of them except for the last one. I would say unaffordability of housing. So I guess you did say something about economic and instability there.
Okay.
And I mean, I guess I got to choose. The rise of white supremacy is probably be the worst thing, but also the Supreme Court. So I guess we'll just go with the white supremacy because those kind of go together anyway. So white supremacy.
Cool. Thank you. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, who's going to be, or you think it's going to be better fighting those, Biden or Trump?
Joe Biden.
Much better, we can say, or somewhat better?
Oh, much, much better.
Growing the U.S. economy?
Joe Biden.
Much better or somewhat better, we can say?
Oh, sorry, much better. I'm sorry. Much, much better.
It's okay. Thank you. Rising crime and violence?
Joe Biden, much better.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Joe Biden, much better.
Fixing the immigration system?
Joe Biden, much better.
Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs?
Joe Biden, much better.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking,
is eating a Big Mac on that list? Because that's the only one out there getting to Trump. So.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's your opinion, so it's okay. And
sure.
Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I mean, less favorable. But it's not like anybody else would do anything different. So less favorable.
Okay. We can say somewhat favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an illegal affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking,
mm-hmm.
Do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree.
We can say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And since Donald Trump was found guilty for 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans, generally speaking. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I would strongly disagree with that statement.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
What the hell is this statement?
Yeah. And how often do you receive information about the work and politics from social media? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, or other? You can choose two of those.
It'll be Reddit and YouTube.
Reddit and YouTube, okay. We don't have Reddit, actually. We can say Twitter, Instagram.
Oh, so other. Yeah, just it'd just be other and YouTube then.
Okay.
Really go to any of those other places.
And now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduated, or post-graduate?
Some college.
Thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do not.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever or never.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
We'll probably say half.
Half.
Mm-hmm.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, and the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do not.
Okay, thank you. Actually, that was the end of the survey. I really appreciate your help and your collaboration.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Thank you. Have a nice evening, and take care.
Yep, you as well. Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.